And ladies and gentlemen, the old expression that you're either part of the problem or part of the solution can be applied to the Buy American Made campaign. If we continue to purchase the American Made products in our stores, we will be part of the solution by helping to maintain jobs here in the USA. If we don't put our concern into action, American workers will continue to lose jobs to outsourcing around the world, and we certainly don't want that to continue. Helping maintain and creating additional jobs for our fellow Americans is becoming a focal point for more shoppers as they speak up in support of American-made items. Now, from my own experiences, I know that sales clerks are not pleased when you question them about the imbalance issue. Although they are not responsible for the situation, they can relay your concerns to store owners and managers. Now, in order to make a change in policy possible, we have to really go out of our way to speak up, and if stores don't respond, then take your purchasing power elsewhere. In most cases, the people employed at the stores don't realize that the more American jobs are outsourced, the less employment opportunities will be available for them, their families, and America's youth. Not only must we continue to address the restoration of manufacturing in America, but we also need to address the imbalance between low tariffs on items imported to America and high tariffs on American-made items shipped abroad. Presently, the imbalance with tariffs is not in favor of American companies or American workers, and you can be assured that if you can't find a sufficient amount of American-made products in America's stores, there's much less of a selection in stores abroad. Now, for your information, I have posted a number of interesting links on the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com. These articles are from a variety of sources, and they outline problems and suggestions, as well as list statistics as to how and why the U.S. manufacturing base has changed and how we can work together to do something about it. I urge all of you to look at the links. The address is AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com, and also help the cause by emailing and discussing the information with others. Spring is here, and you'll be out shopping for spring and summer clothing. And before you make your purchase, be sure to look at the labels. Let the sales clerks know that you're supporting American-made products and purchase the American-made products still available where you shop. Be part of the solution of maintaining and bringing back manufacturing jobs here to the USA. This is Michael Blihosh, and as always, I appreciate receiving your comments and suggestions. You can print out a copy of my commentary, email it to a family member or friend, or email me directly from my internet site, AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com, or go to MichaelSupportsAmerica.com.